Have you ever noticed how the stories that hit hardest are the ones that start with something ordinary? A sightseeing flight? A clear morning passengers, with cameras, not a care in the world. I'm Tower, and this is ATIS on Radio Hangar. Today we lead with a difficult one, so let's give it the attention it deserves. Here's what we know. 7 people are dead after a tourist helicopter went down in a remote area of northern Kenya. Among the victims, 5 Americans. The aircraft was an Airbus EC-130, a single-engine light helicopter that is, frankly, one of the most common machines you will find flying sightseeing and safari operations anywhere in the world. This is according to reporting from AeroTime. Before we go further, today's news segment is brought to you by AviationSoul.com, aviation challenge coins built to mark the milestones, the discipline, and the pride behind every step in flight. From first solo to airline transport pilot, every coin tells a story. AviationSoul.com. Now, let me tell you about this airframe, because the headline doesn't tell the whole story. The EC-130, more recently designated the H-130 under the Airbus naming system, is a derivative of the venerable S-350 family, the Écureuil, the squirrel. If you have taken a helicopter tour over the Grand Canyon, over Hawaii, over the Masai Mara, there is a very good chance you were sitting in one of these, or one of its siblings. It carries a single Turbomeca Ariel turbine. It seats up to 7 passengers, plus the pilot in a wide panoramic cabin, built specifically for the tourism mission. Big windows, great visibility, a Fenestron shrouded tail rotor that makes it quieter and, on the ground, safer around loading passengers. This is not an exotic machine. It is a workhorse. And that matters, because when a common, well-understood aircraft goes down, the question every professional asks is not what is wrong with the design. The question is, what was different about this particular flight? And here is where I have to be disciplined with you. We do not know yet. I'm not going to speculate on cause. I want to be clear about that. Because in the hours after a crash like this, the temptation to fill the silence with theories is enormous. And it does a disservice to the 7 people who died and to the investigators doing careful work. What I can do is walk you through what the professionals will be looking at, so you understand how this process works. Northern Kenya presents a specific kind of flying environment. Remote terrain, high density altitude in many areas. Heat, wind that comes off ridgelines, and does things that are not always obvious from the cockpit. Safari flying often means operating away from improved airfields, sometimes into unimproved strips or confined landing areas, frequently with the aircraft loaded near its limits because everyone wants the window seat and everyone brings a bag. None of that is a cause. All of it is context. Density altitude alone has ended more flights than mechanical failure ever has. And it does not care whether you're flying a 2-seat trainer or a 7-seat turbine helicopter. So this affects you if you fly in heat, at altitude, or anywhere near your weight and balance limits, which, if we are honest, is most of us at some point. Let me connect this to your flying directly. The EC-130 has a performance chart, and that chart is a promise the manufacturer makes under specific conditions. Standard temperature, known weight, known altitude. The moment you push past any of those, the promise changes, and it changes fast in a helicopter. Hover performance is where rotorcraft live and die. An airplane in trouble can often trade altitude for airspeed and fly its way out. A helicopter operating in a confined area, low and slow and heavy on a hot day, may not have that option. For the fixed-wing pilots listening, the lesson still lands: performance planning is not paperwork you do to satisfy a checkride examiner. It is the difference between a chart that says you will clear the obstacle and a day where you do not run the numbers. Run them for the actual temperature, not the temperature you wish you had. Run them for the actual weight, with fuel and passengers and the cooler somebody threw in the back. Now, a word about how this investigation will unfold, because it will take time and I want you to be patient with it. Kenya operates under its own civil aviation authority, but a crash of this profile involving American citizens and a French-built airframe will draw international participation. Expect involvement from the manufacturer, from French investigators under the aircraft's state of design, and potentially from American authorities given the passengers aboard. The engine maker will be at the table. The maintenance records will be pulled. The aircraft's history, its hours, its last inspection, all of it becomes evidence. The preliminary report, when it comes, will tell you very little. That is by design. The final report is where the real answers live, and that can be a year out, maybe more. When someone hands you a confident explanation next week, treat it with suspicion. The people who actually know are the ones not talking yet. What should you take from this today? If you fly passengers, especially passengers who are paying you and trusting you, sit with the weight of that trust for a moment. Every one of the people on that helicopter woke up expecting to see elephants from the air and go home with photographs. The pilot flying them almost certainly felt the same weight every professional pilot feels, that these lives are in my hands and my job is to give them back safely. Most days we do. The industry's safety record in sightseeing operations, when you look at the millions of hours flown, is genuinely strong. But strong is not perfect, and a record is made of individual days, yours included. So here's the takeaway, and it is a simple one. Respect the margins in heat and wind at altitude, near max gross. The margins get thin in a hurry, and a helicopter gives them up faster than an airplane does. Know your numbers cold. Have a plan for the confined area before you're in it, and never let the beauty of the mission talk you out of the discipline the mission requires. Our thoughts are with the families of the 7 people lost in northern Kenya, 5 of them Americans a long way from home, and with the aviation community there, which is small and tight-knit and is hurting today. This reporting came to us from AeroTime, and we will follow the official findings as they are released. You can find our ongoing coverage at radiohangar.com. I'm Tower. Fly like someone is counting on you to bring them home, because someone always is.